injuries. Mon Adams had a knee injury, wasn't able to return. Dante Jackson had a shoulder injury, wasn't able to return. We had some other bumps and bruises associated with play. But, man, I'm just really appreciative of the efforts of the men.
Let's hope that Dante Jackson's back in short order. They need him. He's been really good for them this year. He's turned the football over. Injury report brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. They've got the bye week coming up. They've got an extra day, too, this week as they play on Monday Night Football. So hopefully some of those bumps and bruises associated with play will heal up. And Alex Highsmith played. And boy, what a difference he makes, Doran. It was a quiet night for TJ Watt. And that's going to happen from time to time. It's happened 2 out of the last 3 weeks. Last week, he found a way to be impactful in forcing 2 fumbles. Alex Highsmith forced a couple of bad throws by Aaron Rodgers when I thought there were guys running open in the secondary, Doran. You can't underscore enough what he means to the defense, and especially without Herbig. With Herbig, you at least feel like you got a good pass rusher in there. But this guy's just a complete football player. It was nice to see him back on the field last night.
Definitely missed him. I mean, it was very evident that, you know, how much he does mean to this defense. I mean, just a, like you said, I couldn't, you know, can't say it any better than you did. I mean, just a complete football player, guy that could set the edge, that just means so much to this defense. I mean, every time, this is his third game this year, third or fourth game before he got hurt?
Yeah.
So he's had 3 games. I think they've, held offenses up to under 15 points in all games that he's played in. I'm throwing it out there.
But. He's a difference maker, man. And Cam Hayward, they flashed it before the game, right? They do the PFF introductions because it's Collinsworth's company and it's affiliated with NBC. Cam Hayward, the number one ranked defensive tackle in the NFL this year.
Yep.
He has been unbelievably good. TJ Watt, the second highest graded edge rusher. Alex Highsmith, though. You can't only rely on the stars. Like Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's had a good year. He's not forcing turnovers. He's not splashing. But Deshaun Elliott is. Like, it can't just, you need it from these guys. It can't just be the high price guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes a Beanie Bishop's going to need a play.
Yes.
And he made 2. Boy, did I want him to score on the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so close. I don't think he saw it until the last second that Devontae Adams was running him down. Who, by the by, since we're talking about injuries, and the injury report brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich, and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. Devontae Adams' hamstring sure did look fine tracking Beanie Bishop down on the interception return.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. Seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed okay. Perhaps the Steelers should try to keep the Jets' training staff here in town. And maybe they could help out Nick Herbig and Zach Frazier and others.
Because
it must be the best medical staff in the entire NFL.